this halacha is based on chapter 40 in the second half of Likut Imran, where Rabbi Nizal speaks primarily about Eretz Yisroel, about the holiness of Eretz Yisroel, and about a person who was privileged to be by tzaddikim for Rosh Hashanah. Wherever that person looks, they generate the holiness of Eretz Yisroel. And Rabbi Nizal expounded a lot about that on the Torah. And then all the way at the end of the Torah, he added a few lines that seem unrelated. Rav Nosson Zal quotes this in the beginning of this paragraph, paragraph Tes Zayin. He says, quotes the pasuk, "Ein adam meis v'chatzi tavosei biyodoi," that a person doesn't leave this world having achieved even half of his desire for money. The person always feels that they're lacking, they're missing something. However, Rav Nosson Zal says there's something called shefa kfula. There's a double portion, which when a person gets that double portion, then the person is satisfied, completely satiated, because again, they have that double. And Rabbi Nizal didn't explain at all how this is related at all to what he spoke about previously, or to really clarify this. So Rav Nosson Zal says now, Vehine Rabbi Nizal loybir dvorov ma chibur yesh linyin zeh im kol ma shomar shomikoydem in Yeretz Yisrael v'Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Nizal did not explain how these last words are connected at all to what he spoke about earlier regarding Eretz Yisrael and Rosh Hashanah. Ach hanira lani es daiti avayar ktsas. Rav Nosson Zal says, however, what appears to me, I'm going to explain now. And he's going to go into a beautiful explanation on this topic of taivas momoin. Taivas momoin means an obsession. People that are obsessed about money, that their whole life revolves about money, and they're never satisfied, they never have enough. No matter what they have, they always want more, and they're killing themselves to make money, in quotes, and borrowing money often, unfortunately getting into debt, etc., as we're going to see. And Rabbi Nizal speaks about this in several places, especially chapter 23 in Likut Imran is very much devoted to this topic. And in the story of the Baal Tefila that Rabbi Nizal told, where he spoke about 10 groups of people in the world, 9 of which were very mistaken, he spoke about the group that was obsessed with money, that they turned money into a religion, and he said there that those people are the most difficult people to be able to help. Now let's see how Rav Nosson Zal is going to speak about this. Ki taivas momoin, dahainu mashein oda meis v'chatzi tavos biyodoi, because the wrong type of obsession with money, whereby the pasuk says the person doesn't die having achieved even half of what he wants, v'chol ma sheyesh lo yoiser, choser lo yoiser, and the more the person has, the more they feel they're missing, they're lacking. Ze b'chinas pegam ho'einayim. Rav Nosson Zal says, that's also a concept of damaged eyes. B'chinas, as the pasuk says in Koheles, v'gam einoy lo sizba oisher, his eye never feels satisfied with wealth. Upegam hoinayin zebchinas pegam Eretz Yisrael. And if we're speaking about damaged eyes, then we're speaking about damaged Eretz Yisrael. Ki ikar kedushas Eretz Yisrael nimshach men hoinayin, because as we explained earlier, the Torah tells us that Eretz Yisrael draws its holiness from the eyes of Hashem. We have that pasuk, Tomid Einei Hashem Alekecha Bo, that the eyes of Hashem are always focused on Eretz Yisrael. And Rabbi Nizal had explained that the holiness of Eretz Yisrael comes from the eyes, Shemistaklin Al Hatzadik, those eyes that look at a tzadik, Shekolol Mikol HaHisparus. The tzadik is a composite of all of the pride that Hashem feels in Klal Yisrael. And that also draws the holiness of Eretz Yisrael to whatever place that person is looking at. Eretz Yisrael, he mekoyer habracha. And we know that Eretz Yisrael is the source of blessing for the entire world. Ki kol habrochos v'hahashpois nimshochem me'eretz Yisrael, kayadua. Because all blessing and all shefa for the entire world comes from Eretz Yisrael, as is known. The Gemara tells us, Eretz Yisrael shoyse tchila. Eretz Yisrael drinks first, receives the shefa first from Hashem, and then from Eretz Yisrael it gets distributed to the rest of the world. Because as we explained previously in this halacha, Eretz Yisrael receives its holiness from the tzaddik. Tzaddikim yirshu eretz. Ve'etzel hatzaddik heim kol habrochois v'hahashpois. And we know that all blessings and all shefa is found by the tzaddik. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, Brochois l'roish tzaddik. Blessings are on the head of the tzaddik. Bechinas, and as the pasuk says in Tehillim, tzaddik choinein v'noisein. The tzaddik is the one who is giving to the world. He receives from Hashem, the sphere of Yesoid receives from all the spheres above it, and the Yesoid passes it on to the Malchus, which is the world, the entire world. The kingdom of Hashem. U'kishezoicha l'kabel ha'shefa shel Eretz Yisrael v'hatzadik b'shleimus. And when a Jew is successful in receiving the shefa of Eretz Yisrael and the shefa of the tzaddik to completion, bevadai ein loy shum chisorin, that person will not feel that they're missing anything at all. Ki b'Eretz Yisrael k'siv loy sechsar koil bo. Because the Torah says about Eretz Yisrael that there is nothing lacking in Eretz Yisrael. Shehashefa hanimsheches misham ein bo shum chisorin. What this means is that the shefa that comes from Eretz Yisrael is not missing anything at all. It's complete. Kishom tzivo Hashem es habrocha. Because that's where Hashem has declared his blessing upon Eretz Yisrael. Bibchinas, as the pasuk says, V'harikoisi lochem brocha ad belidai. I will pour upon you blessing until you'll start saying enough, enough. Shezehu ha-hepech mibchinas ein odameis v'chatzi tavose biyodoi. This description is the exact opposite of what it says there, that a person doesn't leave the world having even filled half of his desire. Meaning that the person always feels that they're lacking. Whereas the holy shefa of Eretz Yisrael, he bechinas shefa kfula, is this double shefa, she'ein bo shum chisorin, where nothing is lacking, nothing's missing. Bechinas brocha ad belidai, as the pasuk says, that Hashem says, I'll give you blessing ad belidai. And the Gemara says, "Sheyivlu sifsoisechem miloy mardai," to the point where your lips will become tired and worn out from saying, "Enough, enough, Hashem." Shehashefa kfula umechupeles yoiser mima sheroitze. What this is telling us is that this blessed shefa is double and multiplied much more even than the person wants. V'zeh b'chinas ha-shefa shel Shabbos. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, this is also what the Torah speaks about, the special blessing and shefa of Shabbos. D'minei mezborchin kol shita yoimin, whereby the Zohar HaKadosh says, all 6 days of the week receive their shefa and bracha from Shabbos. Shehu b'chinas lechem mishneh. And this explains the concept why on Shabbos we make a motzi on two breads. Bechinas shefa kfulanal, to show us that Shabbos is this double shefa. Ki Shabbos ve'Eretz Yisrael heim bechina achas. Because Shabbos and Eretz Yisrael are one concept. Spiritually, they represent the same thing. Kama shemesudor b'hasheva havdolois she'om rabbi senuzal b'Yerushalmi. As we find presented in the seven opposites that the Gemara and the Yerushalmi presents, that ben kedushas Eretz Yisrael l'chutz l'aretz, the difference between the holiness of Eretz Yisrael versus outside of Eretz Yisrael, Ben Yom Hashvi L'Shesh Tzimei HaMaaseh. And the difference between Shabbos, the seventh day, versus the other 6 days. Nimtzos. So we see, therefore, Shehat Tzadik, Shemimenu Nimshach Kol Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Hu Zoicha L'Shefa Kfula. The Tzadik, from whom Eretz Yisrael receives its Kedusha, the Tzadik is Zoicha to this double portion. This is why it's brought that the word Yosef, which is numerically 156, is Bigimatria 2 times Lechem. Lechem is 78, 2 times 78 is 156, to show that the Tzadik is this double portion, this Shefa Kfula. The Tzadik is the Shabbos. The Tzadik is the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. And this is also what the Pasuk says in Yeshaya Novi about Tzadikim, Lochein bi'artzom mishne yiroshu. Therefore, in their land, they will inherit double. Ze b'chinas shefa kfula, b'chinas lechem mishne. V'zehu lochein bi'artzom mishne. Ba'artzom daika, in their land specifically. Ki ikar b'chinas ha-shefa kfula hu b'eretz Yisrael. Because the main concept of this double shefa is in Eretz Yisrael. And this is why Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 23 in Likutei Moran, which is extensively speaking about Taivas Momoin, She'ikar Shviras Taivas Momoin Hualidei Hatzadik. The main ability to break this harmful obsession with money is through the Tzadik. Umi She'choylek al Hatzadik, and therefore, a person who opposes the tzaddik, who noifel letayvas mamoin, that person will fall into this mud, this obsessive desire for money. Kamashikosuv Shom al pasuk, as Rabbeinu Zal over there in chapter 23 expounds on the pasuk vayigoresh miponecha oyev, Hashem will chase away from you your enemy, vayoymer hashmed, and Hashem will say, will declare complete destruction to that person. Hashmed, kishemekusha lahatzadik, humamshich bechinas shefa kfula. Whereas when a person is attached to the tzaddik, they draw this double portion, this double lechem, shehu hepech taivas mamoin, which is the opposite of that obsession with money, shehu bechinas eino domes v'chatzi tavos biyodoi, not having achieved half of what you want. This will explain also why when Jews all over the world, when we pray, we're asking Hashem for Shefa. The Torah stresses the Hispalalu Eilecho Derech Artson. We must face Eretz Yisrael, because this is part of recognizing that that's the place from which all Shefa of the world is distributed. Now, Rav Nosson Zal mentioned previously that he's going to explain also why we read Parshas Miketz on Chanukah, on Shabbos Chanukah usually. And now he's going to go into it and connect it to this discussion about money. Any questions so far, please?
I once heard that Rabbeinu blessed his students once with Aniyut. Is there a mikor for this?
I don't know if Rabbeinu Zal blessed his students with Aniyut. He said that his students generally will not be rich. However, he said, there'll always be a mutzel. There'll always be someone who has some money, some wealth, in order to be able to finance things, in order to keep things going, in a sense. The Gemara says, and Rabbeinu Zal quotes this Gemara, the Gemara says, Yofe Aniyusa, that poverty is beautiful for religious Jews, like red straps on a white horse. I believe that's the wording in the Gemara. And Rabbeinu Zal and Rav Nosson Zal speak about this, that the term aniyusa there means humility especially. In other words, because the Torah tells us that he'oshir yana azus, that unfortunately, usually, people that have wealth have a lot of chutzpah, a lot of audacity. And poverty, when a person isn't wealthy, it's easier for that person to be humble, and in many cases, it's easier for that person to devote their life to Hashem. You would think otherwise. You would think, no, if I'm rich, I don't have to worry about parnassus. I can spend all my time learning and davening. But unfortunately, we see here that usually that's not the case. Usually people who are pursuing money in any kind of improper way, unfortunately, the more they have, the deeper they get into it. The deeper they get into debt very often, and it's not necessarily a blessing for the person. But we definitely are allowed to pray to Hashem for parnasa. A person is, Rabbeinu Zal writes in Likutei Moran, chapter 60, he speaks about his boinenus ha-Torah, a very deep understanding of Torah, and he says it's impossible to have this hisboinenus ha-Torah without wealth. And he says that's why Avram Avinu was wealthy, Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Ravashi. He gives a whole list that the major players who were involved in passing on the Torah to Klal Yisrael had to have wealth. And Rav Nosson Zal says that this is why we left Egypt with all of that wealth. And then at Kriyas Yamsuf, we got even much more wealth. What did we need all of that? We were going to be in the desert for 40 years. There were no shopping malls in the desert. What did we need all of that? And again, you didn't have to shop. Food came down direct from heaven. Clothing was laundered and tailored. What was all of that wealth for? Rav Nosson Zal says, for the Hisboinenus HaTorah. Because on the 50th day, which is Bina, we were going to receive the Torah on Har Sinai in the greatest revelation that ever happened. And we needed tremendous wealth. That wealth serves as a vessel in order to be able to receive and attain that Hisboinenus HaTorah. And you'll see how Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain the negative aspect of money and the positive, both.
Thank you for the clarification.
Sure. Someone raised the question, is receiving more than a person wants a bracha? The answer is that the way Rabbeinu Zal is using the term even more than the person wants here, I don't think he means it necessarily literally. He's saying that you'll be so blessed that even more than you ever expect, more than you expected, more than you thought, that kind of thing. In this context, it's only it's being mentioned in a positive light. Paragraph Yud Zayin, Vezeh Bechinas Chaloim Paroi. And with this, we'll understand the whole story of Paroi's dream and how Yosef HaTzadik interprets it. Sheva Paroi's Toivois, Vesheva Paroi's Rois. Seven good, fat cows and seven skinny, ugly-looking cows. Shehem Bechina Sheva Shnei Asova, Vesheva Shnei Horov, which Yosef HaTzadik interpreted to refer to 7 years of plentifulness and 7 years of famine. Rav Nosson Zal explains, Ze Bechinas Taivas Momoin. This is referring to the whole concept of Taivas Momoin, Shekol Ma Sheyesh Lo Yoiser, Choser Lo Yoiser. Whereby the more the person has, the more they're missing. And again, this concept that very often the richer people are, the greater debt they accrue, the more borrowing power they have, and very often they use that borrowing power to the fullest. So that they have major debt. V'zehu ma'shero sheva poros brios v'toivos. And this is why in his dream he saw seven healthy fat cows, d'hainu b'china sheva shnei asova, which represent the 7 years of plentifulness. Ze b'chinas ashirus v'chol tuv shenoisen ashim yisborach la'ashirin. That represents the wealth and all the good things that Hashem gives wealthy people. And then, vehine sheva porois acheirois oilois achareyen. However, these seven good are followed by seven ugly, skinny cows. Vativlano haporois horakois vohorois es sheva haporois yefois hamara vabrios. And the seven skinny, ugly cows swallowed up those seven beautiful, healthy, fat cows. Rav Nosson Zal explains, Sheva Poros Horois, and Bechina Sheva Shnei Rov. The seven skinny ones, they represent the 7 years of famine. Shehu Bechinas Taivas Momoin. That represents a person who's steeped in Taivas Momoin. Shehu Roev Tomid. Livloya Momon Harbe. The person's always hungry to swallow a lot of money. The person's always looking for money. They're looking for where they can borrow more money. Or how they can increase their wealth. Shehem boilim es sheva shnei hasova. That feeling swallows up the 7 years of plentifulness, of being completely satisfied. Es kol hatoy v'ho ashirus shenosan le'Hashem isporach. All of the good and the wealth that Hashem has given this wealthy person, it's like it's not there. Either he actually loses it, he makes bad investments, wrong investments, and loses the money completely, or if he doesn't, he acts as if he doesn't have any money. Like a dog just finishes eating, and right afterwards he's sniffing around for food. You just ate. Person who has a nice amount of money, and they're looking for ways to make money. Because in many cases of these types of wealthy people, the more wealth he has, the more negative he is, the more minus he has, the more debt. Bibchinas, as the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos, mar ben achosim, mar bedaiga. More wealth, more worry, more insecurity. Ve'yeshloi daigois ve'yisurin ke'ilu hu oni mamish. And the person is filled with worries and suffering as if he were a poor person, as if the person didn't have food in their refrigerator. They didn't have clothes for their kids. These wealthy people who seem to be so preoccupied with making more money, and they're so concerned about the economy and the dollars going up and the dollars going down. And what does that have to do with you? You can't live long enough to use up all your dollars. Why don't you go learn? Why don't you go pray? Why don't you go help poor people who are in a worse predicament? Bibchinas, as the pasuk says there, vativlano sheva porois horois, vatovoino el kirbeno. The fat, healthy cows were inside these skinny, ugly cows. Voloinoida kibo el kirbeno. And it wasn't visible at all that they were in there. The skinny cows remained perfectly skinny. So the fat and the wealth disappeared completely. Umarehen ra kasher batchila. And the skinny cows looked just as bad and ugly as they did before they swallowed these fat cows. Dahainu meaning, al yidei hora shel taivas mamon, through this wrong type of obsession about money, shehu b'china sheva shnei harov, which is represented by the 7 years of famine, b'china sheva poros harois, the seven bad cows, al yidei ze nivla v'nishkach kol hashefa v'hashirus shechanono yashim isborach. This swallows up and makes the person forget all of the blessing and all the wealth that Hashem has graced them with. Why are you worrying? What are you, crazy? Why are you walking around worried and you should be singing and dancing. You should be spending at least half of your prayer thanking Hashem. Hashem, I'm so lucky. I have a house. I have a car. I have a wife and kids. The refrigerator has food in it. The closets, the pantry has food. I'm one of the luckiest, richest people in the world. And it's if he totally forgot. He doesn't know at all anything about that wealth. He's full of worrying, just like he was before he had any money. Because he always is lacking. He never feels that he even has 50% of what he wants. And his eye is never satisfied, never filled with wealth. Because this unquenchable desire for money, that swallows up all of his wealth, to the point where the person doesn't know, he doesn't recognize at all the good that he has and all the wealth that he has. Ki nivla v'nishka hakoil, because all of it got swallowed up and forgotten, al yidei taivas mamon shaloi, as a result of this obsession for money. So again, it's the cup is never half full, it's always half empty. It's always, I need more. Shemisave b'chol pam yoser v'yoser, he's always craving more and more. What's the solution for this? Again, the whole world, 90% of the world at least, their life is revolving around money. Rav Nosson Zal says, v'hatikun al yidei Yosef. The solution to this is Yosef Shehu Bechinas HaTzadik Shebedor. This is the tzadik in each generation. Sheikr Tikun Taivas Momoin Al Yodoi. The main solution for this problem is through him. Vehu Noisein Eitzel Loho Ashirim Bali Amomoin Sheinotzlu Misheva Shnei Horov Meirav and Taivas Momoin. He gives advice to the wealthy people, the people who have money, how to save themselves from those 7 years of famine, from that famine of Taivas Momoin. What's the Eitzel? Alidei Tzedaka, by giving Tzedaka, by making sure to kosher your money. The Gemara says that blood is called damim and money is called damim. And just like when you want to kosher a piece of meat, you have to remove from it, you have to salt it, you have to draw out the treif blood, take out the blood from it. So too, when a person wants to kosher their money, that their money should be bracha, it should be blessing, it shouldn't be a curse, it shouldn't be worries and suffering, the person does it by extracting the meiser, the chomish, taking the tzedakah, giving the tzedakah from the money. Shehu ikar shviras taivas mamoin. That's one of the most powerful ways of a person breaking out of this wrong, harmful type of obsession with money. Kamashukosov Rabbeinu Zal, as Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in the beginning of chapter 13 in Likutei Moran. He quotes a pasuk in Tehillim there, Yivtzoyer Ruach Negidim. Nogid, a nogid means a wealthy wealth, or a wealthy person. Yivtzoyer means to break. Ruach means a spirit. A spirit, a kind, a generous spirit is called Ruach Nediva in the Torah. A person who has a generous spirit. Rabbeinu Zal says there that Ruach, this generosity, this desire, this willingness to give tzedakah, breaks the wrong type of taiva for negidus, for wealth. The negative aspect of taivas mamon. V'zeh b'chinas, and this is why Yosef HaTzadik said to Paroi, Yase Paroi, this is what Paroi should do. The Yafgate Pekidim al Horetz. He should appoint officers over the whole land. Sheyase Memunim. He should appoint people who are qualified. Hainu Bechinas Gaboi Tzedaka. People who are qualified to collect Tzedaka, to collect and receive Tzedaka, and be able to know how to distribute it correctly. Sheheim Memunim Lefakeach Al Hoaniim. They are appointed to see, to look at the poor people and to understand what their needs are and to understand the different levels of importance and criticalness. Vezehu Vechimesh Eseretz Mitzrayim. And divide up the land of Egypt. The word Chimesh means to divide, and the word Chimesh is also Zebchinas Tzedakah. Alludes to tzedakah sheshiura chomesh, of which a premium, the highest form of tzedakah, is when a person gives a fifth, 20% of their money to tzedakah. K'mayisham Rabbi Seinazal, as the Gemara says, hamevazveis, a person who wants to distribute a lot of tzedakah, al yevazveis yoiser michomesh, usually should not give more than 20%. Why? Because then he's going to be we're trying to get rid of poor people, and if you're going to give away all your money, you're going to be poor. We're going to have more poor people. I once heard from my Rebbe, Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Levracha, that the Balatanya writes about this, that this refers to under normal circumstances. Whereas, if a person, chas v'shalom, is in any kind of a serious emergency or crisis, then the person is allowed to give more and sometimes even suggested to give more. And he explains this. He says, just like when it comes to a person who has a medical problem, if a person has an ordinary medical problem, they'll go to a GP, they'll go to an ordinary doctor, they'll pay their $100 or in some countries $1,000 to see an ordinary GP. But if a person, chas v'shalom, has an emergency, a crisis, they're not going to any GP. They want to go to a specialist. And they want to find out who's the most expensive, who's the best specialist. I don't care if he charges $5,000. If he's the specialist, I'll do whatever I have to go to him. So the Balatanya says the same thing regarding tzedakah. But again, obviously a person needs guidance, the guidance of the Torah and the guidance of tzaddikim, to know how much a person should be giving. The minimum that the Torah says is that a person should be giving ma'aser, 10%. And even there are exceptions to the rule. Continuing inside, V'hoyo ha'oichel lefi kodoin la'aretz. And Yosef HaTzadik said, split up the country and follow this program, and then the food will be reserved for the entire land. Ki ikar pikodoin ushmiras hamomoin. Because the most important and effective way that a person saves and protects their money, hu al yedei tzedaka, is by giving tzedaka. Bebchinas, as the Gemara says in Baba Basra, about Munvaz, I believe, one of the kings, who his ancestors saved up a lot of money. They had big warehouses and storehouses of wealth, his father and grandfather, etc. When Munvaz became king, he said, what am I going to do with all of this? I don't need all of this. I'm going to find out who are the poor people in the kingdom and make sure that they're taken care of. And when they said to him, what are you doing? Your forefathers saved up all of this money and you're getting rid of all of it? So Munva said, Avoisai gonzu lamato. My forefathers saved up money down here. Vani gonasti lamala. I'm saving for my future, for my Gan Eden, my Olam Haba. Ukamasham Rabbi Sainazal, and as the Gemara says in Ksubas, Melach Momoin Choser. You want to salt your money? You want to pickle it so that it can last long? Not like vegetables that can only last a week or so and then they spoil. When you pickle it, it can last 6 months. You want to salt or pickle your money? Chaser. Subtract from it. Subtract the tzedakah portion. Make sure you give your tzedakah properly. And that's the best insurance policy for the rest of your money. Vezeh veloisi chores ha'oretz barov. And that's why Yosef HaTzadik says to Paroi, so that the country will not fall, will not crash with famine. Shelo tizkaber ravoin taivas momoin. This means so that starvation of that obsession with money will not overtake the person. Shekoireses v'oikeres es odom chas v'shom, which destroys a person and takes the person out of the world. Rachmana litzlan, kimavura b'hatoyra tzivisi tzedek, as Rabbi Nizal elaborates in chapter 23 in Likutei Moran, k'al yidei tzedakah nitzoilin mitayves mamon, because by giving tzedakah properly, a person will be saved from this obsession, from this wrong type of attitude about money. V'zehu vayiten oichel be'orim, and this is why the pasuk says that when the years of famine began, Yosef HaTzadik distributed food in all the cities. V'shamoru oichel stei ho'ir ashes, v'shamoru oichel stei ho'ir. And there was a protection for the food of the fields of the city, asher svivoseh, the fields that surrounded the city. And the food that's in the fields surrounding the city, nosan besoicha. He gathered and he placed it in warehouses in each one of the cities, during the 7 years of plentifulness. Hainu, shenosan ho'achilo v'hashefa, shel kol ir vo'ir, la'aniye oisoy ho'ir. This tells us that Yosef HaTzadik made sure to give the food and the shefa of each and every city to the poor people of that city. Ki aniye ircha koidmen la'aniye ir acheres, k'mo sham Rabbi Sainazal. Because the Gemara tells us that one of the factors in deciding where to give your charity is that if there are poor people in your city, in your neighborhood, in your shul, sometimes you have to address that first. You have to see to it that those people are taken care of. That's one of the factors. The Gemara has a lot of information on this, and in Shulchan Aruch and Yoredeya, there's chapters, Hilchos Tzedakah, where the Shulchan Aruch goes through descriptions of all the different levels, all the different exceptions. There's a lot to learn about how tzedakah should be collected and how it should be distributed. V'zeh b'chinas oichel stei o'ir asher svivoseh Nosan Besecha. And this is what the Pasuk is alluding to when it says that the food from the fields that surrounded a city, Yosef HaTzadik placed that food inside of that city. Shenosan Vechilek Betoichoir, Lania Yosoir, Eskol Hachilov Hashevash Shebesvivoiseho. Vizesh Shapirish Rashi, and this is why Rashi points out over there, Shekol Eretz Ma'amedes Peroiseho. That every land, every neighborhood, every location has the ability to preserve its fruits. Meaning, V'noisnin me'afar ha'oretz l'secha u'mamedes peyroseh. By taking some of the earth from that particular vicinity and mixing it with its produce, that serves as a preservation. That will help that produce will not rot or spoil. Ki he'oni hu bechinas ofar. Now, Rav Nosson Zal says, we know that a poor person is compared to dirt. Ki munach ad ha'ofor, because the person feels low, down, like dirt. K'may shekosuv, as it says in Tehillim, mekimi me'ofor dol. Hashem lifts up the poor person from the dirt. U'kesheroitze ha'odam lishmoy rashirusoy. Therefore, when a person wants to preserve their wealth, they want to make sure that they don't lose their money, shelo yishlutu olav sheva shnei harav, that the 7 years of famine should not harm your money, your wealth. Tzorech litein me'afar ha'oretz l'toich ha'shirusoi. He must include some of the dirt of the land in his wealth. Dehainu zchus v'koyach hatzdoko shenoisen lo'aniyim, referring to the merit and the power of the charity that he gives to the poor people, Shehem Bechinas Ofor, they're the ones who are compared to Ofor. Vze ma'amid v'shoimer ashirusoi. This retains and protects the person's wealth, sheyiskayim, that it should last. V'lo yichle, it shouldn't be destroyed, al yidei sheva shnei horov, through the 7 years of famine, shehu taivas momoin, which means that wrong type of obsession about money, shemechale chayov vashirus vechashon, which destroys the person's life and the person's wealth. Vezeh sheomar Yosef leechov, and this is why when Yosef HaTzadik's brothers came down to Egypt, he says to them, meraglim atem, you're spies. Liroi says, Ervas Oretz Bosem, you came to see the faults in the land. You're looking for the holes in our land so you can attack us, so you can harm us. Ve'isa, it's brought in Sforim, Sheromaz Lohem, Pegam Hamaraglim, Shepogmu Beretz Yisrael. That Yosef HaTzadik, when he called them Maraglim, was hinting to them that their sin was similar to the sin of the Maraglim, the spies who spoke against Eretz Yisrael. Hainu sheyoseit shu bechinas hatzadik shemimenu nimshach kidushas Eretz Yisrael. Yosef HaTzadik, who represents the tzadik from which the holiness of Eretz Yisrael comes from, sheshon bechinas shefa kfula, that's where there is this double portion, shemimenu nimsh bechinas tikun taivas momoin, which is the solution for taivas momoin. Omar Liechov, he said to his brothers, shepogmu bichvoidoi, who had sinned against him, against the tzaddik, v'cholku olav, they opposed him, u'machruhu l'mitzrayim, they sold him down the river, they sold him to Egypt. Omar Lehem, he said to them, meraglim atem, you are meraglim, haynu shepigam shelochem, hu pigam hamaraglim, shepogmu beretz Yisrael, your sin is the same as the sin of the Meraglim who were poigim in Eretz Yisrael. Ki kishepoigmim bekvoid hatzadik, poigmim be'eretz Yisrael. Because when a person chas v'shalom acts disrespectful to a tzadik, they're showing disrespect to Eretz Yisrael. Shekol kidushoso nimshach me'atzadik kanal, where the entire holiness of Eretz Yisrael, it draws from the tzadik. Vezehu lirois es ervas ha'oretz bosen. You came looking for the ervas ha'oretz, Erva sa'oretz means loshen cherpa ubusha. The word erva refers to shame and embarrassment. Hefech ha'hisparus shel hatzar, which is the opposite of what we've been discussing throughout this halacha, that hisparus, that beauty, that pride of the tzaddik, whereby we learned previously that when a person is zeichet to see the tzaddik, mishom ikar kedushas Eretz Yisrael, that's where the main holiness of Eretz Yisrael comes from. Vehem pogmu bechvoid hatzaddik, they went against the honor of the tzaddik, shehu Yosef, v'loy rotzu lirois yofyoy v'hisparusoy, they refused to see and acknowledge his beauty and his kavod, his pride. Adarabba, just the opposite. Bo liros ervasoretz. They wanted to look at his shame. They wanted to insult him and shame him. Shehu hepecha esparos, which is the opposite of that pride and beauty. Va'omar lohem, so he said to them, shemach mazeh hisgaber aleim sheva shmei horov. That's why you're experiencing, that's why you're also experiencing these 7 years of famine. Shehu b'chinas taivas momoim. Shekol ze nimshach mebchinas pegam hamaraglim, pegam Eretz Yisrael. All of this is caused through the pegam hamaraglim, a pegam against Eretz Yisrael. Shehu pegam kvoid hatzadik, which is similar to a pegam in the honor of the tzadik. V'alkein, and therefore, Yaakov, when Yaakov Avinu heard that Yosef HaTzadik had called them Meraglim, Haven Lehechon Adovor Magia, he understood where this is going and where what this is all about. Alkein Omar Lehem, therefore, when the brothers are going to return for a second round to go down to Egypt, Yaakov Avinu says to them, V'kesef mishne k'chu b'yedchem, take with you a double portion of money, twice the amount of money that you found in your bags. Ze b'chinas shefa k'fula, that's the concept of this double shefa, shetzivo lohem lahamshech shefa k'fula, hanimshech me'eretz Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu was hinting to them that they were poigeim in the tzaddik, in Yosef, who is begematria two times lechem, this shefa kfula, who is Eretz Yisrael. The tikkun for it is, you have to repair that. And the repair for it is this is kesef mishnah, double portion of money. Any questions, please?
Good morning.
Yes.
Is Rav Nosson saying that we have to fake it in our feeling if a person doesn't have money? Because we need to look at the half full cup and have that feeling that it's half full always?
That's not called faking it. That's the truth. There are people who focus on what they don't have, and there are people that focus on what they do have. And most people, especially in today's times, who are suffering mentally and emotionally and from what they don't have, if somebody would sit them down and talk to them, and if they were willing to listen, they could make a very long list of what they do have. There's the extreme example that we mentioned once, that one of the Breslovers in Russia during communism, when people really didn't have, when there were people who starved to death and people were dying from hunger, so one time he came home, one of the Breslovers, and his wife started telling him, this is terrible, the kids are begging for food, what's going to be? And he listened to her, he heard what she said, and he processed it, and he said, you're right, we have to get food for them. He said, but look how lucky we are. There are kings and very wealthy people who struggle to get therapists, to get doctors, to help their children because their children don't have appetite. They can't get them to eat. And look how lucky, Baruch Hashem, we're blessed that our children have appetite. He was able to look to find the toiv, to find the batzor hirchavtali, number one. And again, for a person always to be focusing much more on what they do have and the blessing and the good. And if a person does that, then when they'll ask Hashem for help for what they don't have, they'll do it in a healthy, constructive way. And when Hashem does give them money, they won't splurge it, they won't spend it the wrong way, they'll use it correctly, that kind of thing. It'll have bracha to it.
Thank you very much.
We see that in most of the tzaddikim, Rav Nosson mentions this in many places, are not wealthy. And yet we see how satisfied, how happy they are. The famous story with Reb Zusha, that somebody came to, I think, the Baal Shem Tov or the Mezritch Magid, a wealthy person who was saying he has so many problems. And they said to them, I hear you, I understand. There's a doctor, there's a city of Anapoli. Ask for Dr. Zusha and he'll be able to help you. He heard the word doctor, so he knew he's saved. The doctor will certainly help him. And he travels to Anapoli and he asks for Dr. Zusha. What? There's no Dr. Zusha. There's a Reb Zusha. Everybody knows Reb Zusha of Anapoli. But he figures, I'll go see. Maybe there's some kind of mistake. He goes and he sees a person who lives as much poorer than he ever saw anyone else living. And he goes to Reb Zusha and he says to him that he went to the Baal Shem Tov or the Mezritch Magid and he had told him all of his problems and they told him to come to you, come here, and Dr. Zusha will be able to help you. And he looked at him I don't understand. I don't know why they would send you to me. I never had a problem. I don't have any problems. I can't imagine what. And the person understood, the person got the message. And this is one of the things when a person is zeichet to come close to tzaddikim. Most tzaddikim today are not wealthy, number one. And number two, they have other struggles also. They have major struggles and issues. And when a person sees the simcha, how the oyer tzaddikim yismach, they see how the tzaddik is always happy. He's never complaining. You ask him, do you need anything? No. What do I need? You know, what do you mean? Do you have a heart? A person has to really investigate to find out what the tzaddik does need and to try to help him. Because if you ask him that question, do you need anything? No. What do I need? I'm so lucky. I got up this morning. I davened shachris. I put on tefillin. What do I need? What more does a person need in life? I was zeicher to get up this morning. I'm able to walk.
Quick question, Rav.
Please.
Sorry to bother you. I came in late. I don't know if the Rav talked about it. Tonight's Rosh Chodesh. I was hoping maybe the Rav could explain how we can make this the best Rosh Chodesh ever. We only have a few short hours before Rosh Chodesh is coming in. I don't know if you talked about it. I hope I can have Nechila. But I know that the Rav has access to Tzaddikim, and I don't. And I was hoping you could share with this Pashut Yid over here, me. You know, I need some help. Thank you.
It's not really our topic, but since you're the second person that brought up this topic, Rosh Chodesh is a holiday. The Torah tells us Rosh Chodesh is man kapara l'chol tol yosom. It's a time for tshuva. It's a time when a person can more easily achieve forgiveness for all of their sins than any other time during the year. We prepare for Rosh Chodesh on Erev Rosh Chodesh. There are many people that have the custom of reciting Yom Kippur Katan, which means that in the mincha of Erev Rosh Chodesh, there are special additional prayers that are said, beautiful, beautiful prayers about tshuva, about atonement. And I heard it was mentioned on the radio that in Eretz Yisrael, they're going to have a special Yom Kippur Katan at the Kosel Maravi today. I'm almost sure that not that many people are going to be allowed to be present, but they're going to be broadcasting it to the whole country, and there'll be Rabbonim and Talmidei Chachamim, and they're asking all the yeshivas and all the people to join in this special Yom Kippur Katan service, beseeching Hashem for the Yeshua that we need, that the world is in major crisis, asking Hashem for the Yeshua that we need. There are some people that have a custom to fast half a day, some people fast a whole day on Erev Rosh Chodesh, or at least a half a day, because of this focus on tshuva, whereas Rosh Chodesh itself is a holiday. The Shulchan Aruch says a person should try to have a suda, special food for Rosh Chodesh. Children that go to good schools are taught to wear white shirts, to wear special, those that don't wear white shirts on regular days, to dress better, l'kavod Rosh Chodesh, because it's a special, special time. Rosh Chodesh, we know that the original concept of tshuva, the first presentation of a concept of an apology was made by Hashem to the moon. The Gemara mentions that originally the sun and the moon were created equal. They're called Shnei Ma'oirois Hagdoilim, two large lanterns, sources of light. And then, based on a whole scenario, Hashem caused the light of the moon to be lessened. The moon was lowered. And the moon came complaining to Hashem, why? And Hashem said, you know, you're right. I'm going to give you this additional item. But why? And Hashem said, I'll give you this additional item. And Hashem tried to appease the moon. This is how it's presented in the Gemara. And in the end, Hashem said, you're right. I apologize. And I'm going to submit an apology on your holiday, on Rosh Chodesh. Every month on Rosh Chodesh, the Jews are going to bring a korban, Useir Izim Echod Chatos Lashem, a goat that's brought to atone for Hashem, which is going to be a type of apology that Hashem is submitting to the moon for the fact that the light of the moon was lessened. These are all spiritual concepts. We, the Jewish people, are compared to the moon, and we are the ones who have been lessened, that in the world today, Rabbeinu Zal begins the Likut Imran with the words that the chen and chashivus of the Jewish people is in a fallen state, unfortunately. And it's the non-Jews that seem to have all of the chen and chashivus today. So Rosh Chodesh is a time when Hashem appeases us. And Hashem says, don't worry, I haven't forgotten you. There's going to come a time soon when V'hoya Oyer Halavana Koyer Achama, Hashem is going to restore the light of the moon to its full, full light, to be full light like the sun, to shine like the sun. So Erev Rosh Chodesh is a time for us to try to focus on any type of tshuva, Bein Odom Lamokoyim, Bein Odom L'Chaveroi, and Rosh Chodesh is a time we say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. It's a time of singing, rejoicing. It's a holiday for women, especially rabbis that bring that the word Shvat is Shenishma Besuras Toivois. The month of Shvat has, this month specifically, hasn't it, Tu B'Shvat, which is a Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh Hashanah for trees. It's the birthday of Rav Nosson Zal. We're learning Likutei Halachos. We should be zeicha that this coming month of Shvat should be a month of simcha, that we should see all types of darkness turn to light and all types of sadness turn to joy.
Amen. Rav, so I had a coffee today. Is it too late to fast?
I don't think it's too late. If a person wants, just like certain times of fast, a person breaks their fast, the person could say, I'm going to do tainus shois. I'm going to fast a few hours. As much as every hour, every minute is an accomplishment also.
Okay, and how do I find this service?
Kol Chai were the ones who were advertising it. I'm guessing that it's going to be on the religious airwaves.
Amazing. For the women, my wife's in the States with my son, and I have four beautiful girls. What do I do, Rav?
Make them smile. Make them laugh.
What should they be doing?
They should not do work. They're allowed to cook. Rosh Chodesh was given to women because the women did not contribute willingly their gold and jewelry to the Egel HaZohav. The Gemara tells us they were given the holiday of Rosh Chodesh, so that on Rosh Chodesh, women should not work. They shouldn't wash the floors. They shouldn't do laundry. They shouldn't sew those things. And on the contrary, to use it as a time to bring extra simcha into the house.
So we should do laundry and cooking today.
Correct. Cooking can definitely be done on Rosh Chodesh, no problem. Laundry, washing floors, things like that should not be done by women on Rosh Chodesh. Wishing everybody a wonderful day, a meaningful day, a meaningful day. We should be zeicha that this Erev Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Chodesh should be the best, best ones in our lives, Mitzvah Shem.
Thank you very much, Rabbi. Chodesh Tov. All the best.
All the best.
Good
Erev Rosh Chodesh.
Thank you so much, Rav Nosson. Erev Rosh Chodesh.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, Rav Nosson.
Thank you.